protection pour lutter contre le virus. C'est pourquoi, en tout temps, il faut continuer de respecter les mesures sanitaires de base, comme maintenir la distanciation physique de 2 mètres, porter le masque et se laver les mains régulièrement. Les déplacements et les voyages sont à éviter. En cas de symptômes, il est important de se faire tester rapidement et de respecter les consignes d'isolement. Découvrez toutes les mesures en place à québec.ca/coronavirus. On continue de bien se protéger. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Saturday, March 20th, a CKUT DJ Andy Williams and Never Apart present an afternoon with the goddess of underground hip-hop, Medusa, live and direct from Los Angeles. Medusa is an MC, singer, poet, writer, and professor. Her writing credits include Tupac Shakur's Gridlocked soundtrack, Tina Marie's Mackin' Game, and Arrested Development's Spiritualized People. The event starts at noon with a DJ set by Andy Williams, followed by a film screening, and Q&A with Medusa at 2 p.m. Closing off the event will be a set by Basement Soul. Conversation is in English, moderated by Tracy Valcarcel, curator at Never Apart. Live on Facebook, Medusa, Saturday, March 20th, noon to 5 p.m. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
Come join me March 20th for the Afternoon Delight series. DJ Andy Williams, live stream, good combo, and some information that you probably don't know on the Gangsta Guys. See you there. I'm one of them. I'm a
twinkle in the jewelry box. Call me Jim. Sarah Melford and her project Be Bread from the 2010 release The Whole Tree Gone, and a piece entitled Night. Matt Wilson at the drums, Stomo Takahashi at acoustic bass guitar, Brandon Ross at guitar and soprano guitar, Ben Goldberg at clarinet and alto clarinet, and Chung Vu at the trumpet, and Myra Melford, of course, at the piano and compositions. Once again, a piece entitled Night from the album The Whole Tree Gone. Prior to that, the Weber Morris Big Band from their album Both Are True, out on the Greenleaf recording label, a piece entitled Climbing the Mirrors. A 19-piece big band, indeed a big band led by Angela Morris and Anna Weber, both of whom play tenor saxophone and flute and provide compositions and conduct. Included in the big band, Charlotte Grave at reeds, Lisa Perot at reeds, Jen Baker at trombone, Patricia Brennan at vibraphones, and of course the two Angelas at, or the two A's, Angela and Anna at tenor saxophone. Again, you can find that on the Greenleaf recording label, and that was a piece, Climbing on Mirrors. Chris Davis and Ingrid Lobrock before that, from their duo outing Blood Moon, released on Intact not so long ago, a piece entitled Maroon. Ingrid at saxophone and Chris at the piano. But of course, Lena Alamano before that and her trio that she calls Orca Schmaus, and from the release of, yeah, I guess 2020, in fact, Rats and Mice was the name of the release, and Very Dirty was the piece we took from that. Lena Alamano at trumpet, Dan Peter Sundland at electric bass, and Michael Grenner at the drums. Prior to that, from Ingrid Lobrock's most recent release, Dreamt Twice, Twice Dreamt, the piece Twice Dreamt, featuring a large chamber orchestra conducted by Suzanne Bloomfield, the EOS Chamber Orchestra, and also featuring the soloist Sam Pluta at the electronics there, Corey Smythe keyboards, Robert Lanfordman at the double bass, Tom Rainey at the drums, and Ingrid Lobrock, of course, at saxophones. Charlotte Grave, from her own release, The Choir Invisible, leading a trio, and a piece entitled Chant, Charlotte at saxophone, Chris Tordini at the bass, and Vinny Sparezza at the drums. That is an Intact release as well. And we started it off with Mary Halverson's Code Girl from the Artlessly Falling release, second release from them again, and this one on the Firehouse 12 recording label. Last Minute Smears was the name of the piece we heard. This is Jazz Amok right here on CKUT 90.3 FM, www.ckut.ca, all around the world. You can find playlists for playlist listing for this program on a weekly basis at jazzamuck.blogspot.ca if you miss any of the information about the wonderful music that we play here on the program.
This is Michelle Mendege Ocello, and you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Keep it locked.
This is Matana Roberts, and you are tuned into CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal. Montreal, a city that I love, 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 love.
We're going to begin this next set with a duo piano piece from the album Windfall Light, Marilyn Crispell and Angelisa Sanchez at the pianos, and a piece entitled Ancient Dream.
Thank you. What could be, and Les lucioles.
Drunkenness. We are on the edge. You hear that, Tinky and Swamp Thing and Bella and Rozzy and Cinderella? We are on the edge. We are on the edge of victory. Hey, Jitterbug, Pee-wee, Tweety Bird, Sissy, Ella Mae, Constance. We are on the edge. After all that dope and dancing and drunkenness. After all them church dinners and church trips and women's days and men's days, the choir singing in the background. Yeah, we are on the edge of victory. All them sit-ins and daughters graduating from black colleges, only to return to the projects to gather the family out. We are on the edge of victory. Hope over the color line, dripping in blood from the rat race, from doing time, from doing plantation time, from the blue-black blood stain on the flag of liberty, or is it democracy? We are on the edge of existing, in slave chains and prison gangs. On the edge of Mammy's head, fresh from all the sweat from escaping from the sexual advances of Mr. in his master's clock. Escaping from shutting down and closing up, and protecting the displacement between her legs and heart. No longer creating a new slave force. Workforce under a god, under a sun, under a god, under a sun. We are on the edge of an open fire, a new hell, a funeral line, walking a line, a straight line, broken with his story, his history. A map of ritual brought us here to the edge of ourselves, to the edge of what's to come, brand new. Name not spoken. We are on the edge. We are on the edge of victory, and the choir is singing in the background.
We are on the edge, the Art Ensemble of Chicago, from their 50th anniversary celebration recording released last year on the Pi recording label. That was the piece, We Are on the Edge, featuring, of course, Moor Mother, Kame Awewa at voice and poetry. Roscoe Mitchell, still there, still at soprano and alto saxophones, very large ensemble indeed for this outing, including Temeca Reed, Junius Paul, Hugh Reagan, Fred Perry, Nicole Mitchell, and many, many others. Wonderful music still going after 50 years. Prior to that, Jamie Branch from the second Fly or Die, Fly or Die 2, Bird Songs of Paradise, released on International Anthem Recordings. That was a piece entitled Simple Silver Surfer. Branch at trumpet, violin, synths, and all kinds of other things, bells and whistles. Lester St. Louis at cello and percussion. Jason Ajamian at the double bass and percussion. And Chad Taylor at drums and marimba. Prior to that, Nicole Mitchell, Temeca Reed, and Mike Reed in a trio outing from 482 Music entitled Artifacts. And that was the piece BK. Nicole Mitchell at flutes and electronics, Temeca Reed at the cello, and Mike Reed at the drums. Prior to that, a brand new release out from Hafez Modarrisseda, and featuring him in duets with a variety of pianists, three pianists actually, and we heard him there with Chris Davis for a piece entitled Facet 27 Light from the album Facets, just about to be released on the Pi recording label. Prior to that, another new release from the album A Mountain Doesn't Know It's Tall. Great title. Ikumori and Fred Frith working together once again. Of course, they've worked together on so many occasions. An intact release, Now Here, was the name of the piece we heard, and it features Fred Frith at homemade instruments, various toys, objects, and of course, electric guitar. Ikumori at laptop electronics. Prior to that, from a brand new release from Joanne Etsu featuring her Chorale Joker, large vocal ensemble from the album Le Lysiole, just released on Ambiance Magnétique. We heard the piece Lumière at the core of the project. Joanne Etsu, voice, objects, compositions, direction, and joining her, Daniel Paladi-Roger at voice, objet, Jean-Jérôme, voice and objects, Alexandre Saint-Onge, voice and objects, and then I can go on and list, I think, 20 vocalists. Beautiful piece there, Lumière, once again, from Joanne Etsu, Chorale Joker. Prior to that, Chris Davis from her album Diatom Ribbons from 2019, featuring Esperanza Spalding at voice on that piece, The Very Thing. Tony Malaby, tenor saxophone, Trevor Dunn, electric bass, Val Genti at turntable, Terry Lynn Carrington at the drums, and Chris Davis at the piano, and that can be found on her own Pyroclastic Recordings. And we started off with another Pyroclastic recording. As mentioned, Marilyn Crispell and Angelisa Sanchez working together, piece entitled Ancient Dream, both at the piano. Angelicia at the left channel, Marilyn on the right, if you got your cables wired properly, and if I do on my end. Windfall Light, once again, the name of that piece, that release from those two very accomplished pianists indeed. One more piece of music for this morning. But before we go, I want to urge you to tune in next week. Lawrence will be here with another edition of Jazz Amok, and we'll be doing a little fundraising, asking you, our listenership, for some support. I'll be back in a couple weeks doing the same. Hope you can support us, and I do indeed hope you can tune in. Thank you for listening this morning. My name is John B., and we're going to close it up with a piece from Steph Richards' release of last year, a release entitled Super Sense, with Steph Richards at trumpet, flugelhorn, and other things. Jason Moran is at the piano, Stomo Takeishi at the bass, and Kenny Wollison at drums and Wollisonics. From the Northern Spy release, once again, Super Sense. This is the piece Canopy.
Welcome to Legalese, a broadcast about law cast broadly. Bienvenue à Legalese, une émission consacrée au droit qui vise à rendre le jargon plus accessible, tout en évaluant de manière critique ces institutions. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Amelia,
your host for this month's edition of Legalese. So this month we have an IWD-themed, International Women's Day-themed episode for you, with a focus on celebrating resistance led by Indigenous and non-status women who are directly challenging the state-backed systems causing much of the violence that they experience.
Yeah, so we will first play excerpts from the Tina Fontaine vigil that was held here in Jojage, Montreal, a few days after Raymond Cormier was found not guilty of second-degree murder for the death of 15-year-old Tina Fontaine. And that verdict came less than 2 weeks after Gerald Stanley, a white Saskatchewan farmer, was acquitted of the murder of Colton Bushy, a 22-year-old Cree youth. Both the Bushy and Fontaine verdicts led to mobilizations across Turtle Island, which many say have exposed the deep-seated white supremacy of Canada's colonial legal systems. We also, actually yesterday, we caught wind that the Crown is actually not going to be appealing the decision in the Bushy trial. Gwen, did you want to comment on that?
I mean, I guess I thought it was particularly despicable since the family lawyer said that there were grounds and had written a public letter that gave specific grounds why the Crown could appeal. So it was really their decision just not to do anything.
Yeah. And so I guess in